Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
877 Bob Live is the telephone number, and it is Open Phone Friday. On Fridays, I try to go to the phones as often as possible and keep my comments to a minimum. I'm going to take a little detour from that policy just for a very few minutes, and then I'm going to go back to the phone. Please understand my heart. What I'm about to reveal to you is not in any way an attack or a smear, but information to help you make an informed choice in the upcoming election. The Ted Strickland camp is running their candidate as a reformer, someone who will abide by the law. In fact, he begins one of his commercials by, "I will be a governor that will keep the law," and so forth. At the end of that commercial that talks about him wanting to be a law-abiding governor, he says this, quote, "If we attend to our kids in a timely manner and provide them with what every child needs, safety, appropriate health care, and early learning experiences, we will be preparing those children to become successful adults." So part of his campaign is the fact that he will protect children. All right. His own party, the Democratic Party, is making a huge thing out of the Foley scandal. In commercials that are running on WRFD by a Democratic candidate, Denny Hastert, the Speaker of the House, is accused of protecting a sexual predator. That is a big part of this election cycle. The liberals, the Democrats, are accusing Denny Hastert and Republicans of protecting sexual predators. Ted Strickland is presenting himself as the candidate of morality, value, virtue. He over and over and over and over again is telling us that he is an ordained United Methodist minister. He's rolling out new commercials. You'll hear them here on WRFD this coming Monday. And the whole commercial is about his religious faith and church and how much church means to him. Which is quite interesting in light of the fact that he has admitted he doesn't attend church. And yet the commercial, you'll hear it on Monday. The whole commercial is about church. How important church is, and he doesn't attend church. In light of that, I think what I'm going to share with you wouldn't be that important if it were not for the fact that Ted Strickland's campaigning on morality and protecting children, and his party is campaigning on the Foley scandal and how bad it is to protect sexual predators and so forth. All right, went through all of that to say this. The Dayton Daily News back in March broke the story that should have been everywhere, and it went nowhere. And here's the story. The information I'm going to share with you is partly from the Dayton Daily News and partly from actual police reports that I'm holding in my hand, or at least copies of them. In 1994, a gentleman by the name of Brian Speck was arrested on 4 counts of public indecency. And this is what I'm holding in my hands. I'm holding copies of the actual police reports from the Athens Police Department. One of the things that makes this very interesting is many of the major news outlets in Ohio said these records are unavailable. You can't get them. They don't exist. Well, I've got them. I can tell you the kind of car that Mr. Speck was driving, the time of day, and I refuse to read over the air what he was doing, but it is the grossest, most perverted conduct imaginable around children. It will turn your stomach, and I am not exaggerating. what this man did in front of small children at elementary schools will literally turn your stomach. He was arrested and convicted in 1994 on four counts of public indecency for exposing himself, and again, I'm trying to be delicate here, sexual activity in front of children at elementary schools on four different occasions, four different locations in Athens, Ohio. There was also a prior arrest in Belpre, Ohio. All right, this was in 1994. He was hired by Mr. Strickland in 1997. In 1998, his criminal history was brought to the attention of Congressman Strickland. According to interviews, evidently Mr. Strickland said that he confronted the man, and the man simply denied the charges were not true. There was no check of police records, which, of course, are public record. He was apprised, Mr. Strickland was apprised of the charges in 1998. Mr. Speck continued in the employment of Congressman Ted Strickland until 1999, a year after he knew that he had a sexual predator on his staff, and in fact, in 1998, he ran the campaign for Mr. Strickland. A sexual predator, convicted of public exposure in front of children, ran Mr. Strickland's campaign in 1998. After the 1998 campaign was over, Mr. Strickland and Brian Speck took a vacation trip together alone to Italy. Now, I am not by that implying anything about sexual orientation or anything like that. All I'm saying is that after Mr. Strickland was made aware of this man's criminal background, he invited this man to go on vacation with him to Italy. Several campaign workers were supposed to go as a celebration of the victory in the campaign. And according to Mr. Strickland's office, only he and Mr. Speck were able to go. Again, I want to give you the full story, and I'm not implying anything here that's not here. But it is a fact that Congressman Strickland and a convicted sexual predator went on a vacation trip together to Italy. From the information that I have received, Mr. Speck left the employment of Mr. Strickland of his own accord in 1999, even after knowing he had a sexual predator on his staff. He was not fired. He ran the campaign and left of his own volition in 1999. And once again, I am not dealing with hearsay or gossip. I am holding in my hand the police reports from Athens, the actual arrest reports in 1994 of a Mr. Brian Speck. In light of Mr. Strickland's campaign on morality and issues and values, in light of the attacks on Denny Hastert and other Republicans, I think this is a story that is at least worth discussing and revealing to the general public. I think people in Ohio need to know that information. I will leave it at that, and you can make up your own mind as to how that will impact your vote. But I felt it very important that you get the facts and the information that no one else has been talking about, and to my knowledge, no one in the news media, secular, Christian, or otherwise, has brought to the attention of the public of Ohio these police records. We'll be back.
Bob Bernie Live.
The Word 880.
Thank you once again for joining me. Now we'll go back to Open Phone Friday. Well, just one other thing. It's interesting that the police records I have in my hand, again, most of the major news media in Ohio said they did not cover this story because they couldn't get their hands on these police records. Very interesting. I have them. I have no idea why they couldn't have them. To Lane in Urbana, you're on Bob Bernie Live. Welcome.
Oh, I sure love to have that police report. and I believe you. Okay, I may have some people contact you about that. Pastor Bernie, my question is, there are some Christian stations that I know that have commercials, but they don't advertise either side, you know, politically. Is that possible for a radio station to have?
If you accept one paid advertisement, even one, for any political candidate, you have to accept them all.
I see. If they don't do any political campaigning at all, they don't.
I think that is correct. Okay. And a non-commercial radio station, that would be very easy for them.
Thank you, Pastor Bernie.
All right, thank you. But again, the principle is if you accept one ad, you have to accept them all. So, you know, if you accept the advertisements for good, solid candidates and you want them to get their message out, then you have to accept all. I'm not upset with that. I mean, I've probably gotten more nasty email in the last 2 weeks about this than anything else, accusing WRFD of selling out, of, caring nothing about integrity and only caring about money. And none of that's true. We are forced by FCC regulations to accept all political advertising that is presented to us. But with that said, I'm glad we do. Because I think that's part of the American system. And if you can't see gross hypocrisy and lies in a political advertisement, well, you're not an LTD.
This is Bob Bernie Live. Listen. Think. Discern. This is Bob Bernie Live.
All right, Jason. I heard a little rumor running around the offices today that there are some attack ads that may be airing on my program in the near future. Is there any truth to that rumor?
Well, we'll just have to see. I have heard very similar rumors as well.
Huh. Okay, well, we'll have to follow up on that. It's Open Phone Friday. Kevin on a cell phone in Columbus. Kevin, thank you for calling. You're on Bob Bernie Live.
How you doing, Pastor Bernie?
Kevin, I'm wonderful, thank you.
That's good. Beautiful day.
Well, I don't know. I'm stuck in here.
Well, my job as a limousine driver, I'm out in the air, and it's a pretty neat job in a lot of ways. One neat way is I can listen to a lot of media. I'm addicted to talk radio.
What kind of limo do you drive?
Different kinds. It's either Cadillac or Lincoln.
Really?
Yeah, I'm usually driving a sedan though. I'm a corporate driver. Most of the time it's a sedan. I'm driving a new Cadillac right now, newer Cadillac. But anyway, my point is this: in the morning I listen to Glenn Beck, a conservative Mormon.
Mm-hmm.
In the afternoon, I listen to, usually, Bill Cunningham, a conservative Catholic, as opposed to Rush Limbaugh. A lady here a little while used the word smug to describe someone that kind of describes Rush Limbaugh. Although I listen to him, I like him. He's a very bright guy. And then in the afternoon, I listen to Pastor Bernie, who's a Baptist like myself, and I really enjoy that.
Well, thank you, Kevin.
But Bill Cunningham broke this story a couple of days ago. I don't know if it was broke, but he brought it up again about Ted Strickland's pedophile aide. He also said a couple other things. One of them that about Strickland is probably going to come out. There's some question of where his residence is. I guess he gives it, well, I want to say Muskegon County or somewhere way out west or something, or maybe it's southwest. And most people say he lives in Columbus, Ohio, in a condo. Also, his wife, while we're slinging mud, we might as well keep right on slinging mud.
So far you haven't slung any mud. You're telling the truth. And that's not mudslinging, and I don't sense a vicious, mean spirit.
Pastor Bernie, it needs to be brought out. So his wife lives in Kentucky, and there's some question, are they, separated or not? They probably are separated, but, again, that hasn't been brought out.
It is true, and I just found this out today, Kevin. They do not live together. In fact, they live in different states. Mrs.
Right.
Strickland does indeed live in a suburb of Louisville, Kentucky. And that is true. I have verified that. And
okay.
he lives here in Ohio, and there is a question as to, is that important? It depends on your view of marriage and so forth.
Correct. So when I heard this story on Bill Cunningham, I called it the Columbus Dispatch. When I want to say something, I read the paper from the cover, most of it I don't like, but. Anyway, so they had a good complimentary article Monday about conservative Christians, by the way, on the front page. But so when I talked to your screener a little while ago, I could not think of the reporter's name that I talked to when I called, but it was Daryl Rowland. I see his name now as I look over the paper. Anyway, he's the one that took my call, and he said that he wasn't sure, but he thought that the Dispatch covered this story about this pedophile at the same time in March when the Dayton Daily News covered it. I said, well, the way you're beating us over the head with the Foley story, mainstream media is right before election time, this ought to at least come out again. And Mr. Rowland made the remark that I confirm any emails that were sent or something like this. And I said, well, I'm not a reporter, sir, but you are. But anyway, he came back and he was kind of smart with me, about me being not being a reporter, basically. Anyway, he didn't receive my phone call real well, and I just thought I'd let you know that, and I'm glad you're on top of things.
To my knowledge, the only paper in Ohio that covered that story in March was the Dayton Daily News.
I did not see it either, and I read the big paper from cover to cover.
Yeah, to my knowledge, that is the only paper in Ohio. Brian Flannery, who was Ted Strickland's opponent in the Democratic primary, tried to bring this out in the campaign and couldn't find anybody who would take it and even report on it.
Yep.
There is no doubt that there is a liberal bias, people are probably going to get angry at me, but I have information right now about this is a big candidate here in Ohio. This is not, this is a big office, not a small one. And I know information that would absolutely blow his election campaign wide open. I mean, this is news that is front page, half page news, and yet no major news media in Ohio has wanted to cover it.
What are you waiting on?
Well, I don't have absolute proof of...
Right.
I am convinced that the story is true because of the source that I got it from. But I don't have irrefutable evidence, and I don't have a staff, an investigative staff like the big newspapers do. But I do know that the major news outlets in Ohio have been approached with this evidence, and it is absolutely shocking. If this is true, this person, and again, this is a big race here in Ohio, their candidacy would be over. Done, finished, they could kiss it goodbye. It is that big. And yet, Not a single major news outlet wants to touch it. And if I can verify the information, I'll break the story, but I will not unless I have irrefutable proof. And I don't know that I have the resources to check it out.
Well, that's responsible journalism. I wish the other people were so responsible as you are.
Well, and I wish they would even check on it. And the people involved, when they approach the major news sources, they're not interested. And, I mean, this is a huge story. This is much bigger than the Foley thing on a statewide level. I mean, it's big. It's pretty big, and nobody will touch it.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, hey, thanks.
Thank you, sir. Have a good weekend.
You as well. Bye-bye. We'll be back with more Bob Burney Live.
877-BOB-LIVE. Call Bob now at 1-